you very much.
She can stop the winter with her eyes. The rain wants to wait in the sky. The wind wants to wait till she goes by. If she looks out the window when she cries, she can stop the winter with her eyes. The sun keeps the rain from the sky. The sun can stop your world from spinning by. If she looks out the window when she cries, yeah, she can stop the winter.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Tunes in the whole universe. That was Crawlin' by the Clovers, and that song just has everything in it. It's got that dirty, rotten, low-down, stinking, grinding backbeat, really swell, harmonious vocals, and a groovy theme. Who could ask for less? You listen to Zombo right here in your brain, and this next section of the human experience is about movement. And everybody starts off crawling, and we end up crawling too. So we start crawling and crawling. So today's show is all songs about crawling. Next week is going to be walking, and then you know what? We're going to be doing this a while. We're going to be doing this a while because it doesn't look like I'll be back into the station the fall, maybe the spring, most likely next summer. But don't worry, we'll have a good time. I just have got some ideas and some music and some time to hang out with you. So let's just do this. You listen to Zombo in Your Brain on WRCT Pittsburgh. The Human Experience is the whole series that I've been doing during this whole, I guess, you guys, I don't even, it's still a shutdown. It's just a whatever now. It's like this holding pattern. It's like, you know, flying around the airplane. Okay, we're going to land. You sure we're going to land? Yeah, going to go one more around the airplane. We only have so much gasoline, so we got to land sooner or later. And so I'll be back in the station, you know, pretty darn soon, if not sooner. But it might be a couple months left. But what's the hurry? What's the hurry? We have lots of time to do whatever, whenever, whatever, right? So let's see what we can talk about today. Forward. One thing that's interesting about crawling is insects. Insects crawl all the time, and I got to think that, you know, I consider myself to be a very wide, open-minded individual when it comes to being a human being. I have a hard time understanding racism. I have a hard time understanding how people are racists. I really do think that that's probably a learned or taught. You know, kids hate naps. They don't hate other kids, not till they grow up and their parents teach them how to do it. Just my opinion. But bugs, it got me thinking about how I'm kind of a racist when it comes to bugs. There's some bugs, like, for example, if I see like a ladybug, like in a swimming pool, I'll go in and I'll scoop the ladybug up in my hands and I'll scoot. I see a grasshopper, I'll say, oh, let's get this, or a nice beetle, I'll get those, I'll rescue those. But if I see like a spider? Oh, I'm even having like scary, because like, for example, there was a spider. There's a spider in the water, and I was gonna say, it ain't gonna stay there. That's for doggone sure. It was a big spider too. And I was saying, well, sorry, guy, I guess I'm a bit of an insect racist because I don't like spiders. So I went to, just as I was gonna like crush it, I was thinking, oh, man, I feel pretty bad about it. Then it's like these little fangs came out, and I'm thinking, oh, dude, that's so got to go. So I guess I'm a bit of an insect racist. Some insects, like bumblebees. Bumblebees, oh, man, if I'm mowing my lawn, I will wait. I'm not kidding. I will wait until, like, the bumblebee flies away. I don't want to run over a bumblebee. But if I see these damn sweat bees or these yellow jackets, these guys are just jerks. And I don't mind running over those guys with a lawnmower. But if I see a bumblebee, those are sweet, or honeybee, or those big giant, they're cute. But these yellow jackets or wasps. When I see a wasp, I freak out. And I just wonder, if that's some kind of way that I was raised, or my experiences with these insects. Like, maybe it's because I think they're gonna hurt me. And sadly, most of them do. I got stung like crazy this summer. I got two bee. How many times did you get a bee sting? I had two big bee stings this summer. The one, I deserved it because I accidentally stepped on a bee and it stung me. The other one, I was mowing the lawn again, and I didn't do it on purpose. I went over a ground nest of yellow jackets, and they stung me up pretty bad. So I guess I just remember that, and I am a bit of an insect racist. But then that actually goes into, like, you take that up into, like, another section of animals, like squirrels. Squirrels are cute. I never think of doing anything bad to a squirrel. Would you? Would you run away? Would you put poison out for a squirrel? You got to be crazy to do that. But, how different is it than that of a rat? It's got a nice looking tail, kind of like, it's kind of the same, or bunny rabbit. Bunny rabbits are so adorable. I love bunny rabbits. But, you see a raccoon. It's like, ooh, ooh. So there's a thing where you get into the animal kingdom. And I'm a bit of a racist when it comes to certain animals. There's certain animals like pussycats. Love pussycats. Like doggies. Like rabbits. But, I will see a skunk, and I will think twice about anything to do with a skunk. So it's strange. So I think people take that seed. It's like this, like, lizard part of your brain. It's this lizard part of your brain. It probably has to do with you crawling. So, because you're crawling, very, very, very primitive. It's the primitive part of the brain. And my primitive part of the brain, I'm sorry, I am a racist when it comes to certain insects and when it comes to certain animals, like rats. Or certain bugs like cockroaches. I mean, cockroaches don't look much different than the beetle. But I will, like, oh, this beetle, he's doing all these things for the flowers, and he's just being a beetle and hanging out. But I see a roach and I freak out. So I think some people have that in their brain when it comes to other races of people. So they actually take that primitive part of the brain, And rather than, you know, use it to discern which bugs or which animals you like, they actually do that with people, and that's very sad. You know, I really have always had the hardest time understanding racism until I figured out that it's just an expansion, and it is wrong to do this, an expansion of, like, that primal part of the brain that likes certain things and doesn't like certain things, that's scared by certain things. I'm scared of not so much snakes. I don't mind snakes too much. I think snakes have a rough go in this life. But like spiders just petrify me, okay? And roaches. So I think people actually, like, take that the next step and bring it into different kinds of people. And that's wrong, but I kind of try to wrap my head around why certain people are certain ways. And I don't know. That's just my strange conclusion. Hey, you want to get into some crawling tunes? I bet you do. So we're going to listen to The Crawling Terror by the Tiki Creeps. And also, it looks like I'm doing encore shows on WRCT Mondays at noon. So not only is the show airing Friday at 10 a.m. For 3 hours, but also Mondays at noon is an encore show. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, with rebroadcasts on WBCQ The Planet, WBCQ, WBCQ.com, and net, all that, and RadioCrown.com. And, of course, you can get all of these shows on ZomboCo.com, ZomboCo.com. There's a whole link to take you to the entire human experience shows that started back in January, and you can download them all for free. There's, like, 30 shows up there now. It's pretty awesome. So let's get crawling in your brain. The Crawling Terror by the Tiki Creeps in your brain. Oh, they're crawling too. And the creeps.
Let's go! Thank you. J'attends la lune. Je te surprends, ma voix passe, tout serré entre mes jambes. Il n'est jamais trop tard quand on s'ouvre les temps.
About the biggest case of ambition I ever saw was in a bug that I saw crawling along the beach one day. He was a mighty ambitious bug. On the beach one early morning, as the day was newly dawning and the sun again was warming all the chill throughout the land, I saw me a bug a-walking, and at first I thought he was squawking, then I found out he was talking. while he crawled across the sand. He was crawling mighty straight at a slow but a steady gait, and when I asked him to wait, he said, "Oh, come on, crawl along with me." But I said, "Where you going?" And he said, "You'll be knowing, for I'm gonna make a showing, and you'll someday see." Well, I stood there by the ocean. I suddenly had the notion that I'd start this big promotion, so this challenge I unfurled, said the bug. So I gave my wife a hug and I left my comfy rug so I could be the only bug that ever crawled around the world. Well, he seemed mighty small and it was a long way to crawl, and I'm sure he couldn't swim at all, so I tried to discourage my friend. I said, "You know, the world is round, and there's a mighty lot of ground, and there's some water to be found before you reach your journey's end." And he said, "Now don't you fret, there's problems to be met, but I'll make it, you bet, and this deed will bring glory to my name. You know, they said man would never fly, now he's soaring in the sky, 'cause he had the will to try, so let me win my fame." So he crawled on out of sight as he sought that splendid height, neither looking left nor right, but slowly marching toward his goal. And my knowing he had started on his journey as we parted kept me from feeling too downhearted, for he was a mighty ambitious soul. Well, I've looked everywhere I've been and seen a lot of bugs since then, but not one quite like my little friend. When I think of him, I'm filled with pride. Did he make it? I don't know. He was crawling mighty slow and he had a long way to go. All I can tell you folks is that he tried. He sure was an ambitious bug.
Yeah.
Jackson Jackson stuff there, man. That is awesome. That was Crawl, The Crawl, a bit of a Japanese punk band for you, Lolita number 18. And it is all songs about crawling today on the Zombo in Your Brain radio show here. And it is part of the human experience. This is the movement section of the whole series, where it's going to start out with crawling. Next week is going to be walking, you know, and so forth and so forth and forth. So let's tell you what we played. Crawling from the Wreckage of a Saturday Night by The Connection. We're going to play Crawling from the Wreckage by Rockpile later on. I love that tune, and that's probably going to be the live version, because those guys would. The Rockpile should have been as big as the Beatles, if not better than the Beatles, because the Rockpile had Dave Edmonds, it had Nick Lowe, it had Billy Bremner, and Terry, oh, I forget the drummer, but man, what an amazing band. But it just goes to show what a sad waste of bourbon that band was. But they really, really knew how to rock and roll, but boozed it up a little too much and fought way too much, especially probably even on stage. Oh, well, as rock and roll. Okay, we heard the White Lights doing a song called Crawl. That was pretty neat. We heard The Bug That Tried to Crawl Around the World from one of the weirdest Johnny Cash records ever to come out from 1966, Everybody Loves a Nut. And that was his comedy record. Yep, nothing says comedy like Johnny Cash. Love Bug Crawl. Jimmy Edwards did that little number. We heard a thing from some Pittsburgh guys, the Stents. My Pally Lally in that band. That was Crawler by the Stents. Before that, my buddies at the Cynics. The Cynics doing Crawl. Hopefully both of these bands or both of these people in these bands, because I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to play your song and they'll listen to it. Sometimes Lally does listen to the show. If he did, he's going to hear his band, the Stents. And if anybody at the Git Heap hears anything, they're going to go, oh, he's playing a Sonics tune. That was Crawl from, I think, their last... It was one of their newer records. I think, yeah, Spinning Wheel Motel. And I think that was, wow, that was like 2011 maybe? I don't know, but that didn't seem to come out that long ago. Oh, well. And then we heard, I don't know who did it, but Crawl Out Throughout the Fallout. Crawl Out Through the Fallout, which is just a great, great number. I have no idea who it is, but it's kind of like a knockoff of Tiptoe Through the Tulips, but Crawl Out Through the Fallout. We heard Crawl Back to Me. I know I play some Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, but man, they are good, good, and good. That's Crawl Back to Me. We heard, oh, you know we had to hear this. The English Beat, still making great music to this day. And actually, the Specials are coming out with a new record. It's all protest songs, so I'm kind of looking forward to see what the Specials are doing. But because I think there are some members of English Beat in that band. Those guys float all over the joint. That we heard Twist and Crawl, but that was the dub version. That I remember from a cassette from, I think, 1981. So they have rough trade just to put out these special cassettes. And I remember that version of Twist and Crawl, a dub version, which is super sweet. Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry. Always a great goth rock thing. That was the Crawling Mantra. Then we heard some old blues. Old blues, so old. Blind Lemon Jefferson. I like that guy. Yeah. John Lee Hooker. Party on two legs, man, that John Lee Hooker doing Crawling Kingsnake. And we started off with the Caterpillar Crawl. And I'm not quite sure who did that, but that's the original version of Caterpillar Crawl. And I'm sure it was done like a stroll, you know, like to dance the stroll. But so was Rumble. Link Ray's Rumble was also written as a stroll. But it just turned out to be like just a really nice, angry instrumental with a real nice, dark sound to it. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. All songs about crawling today, part of the human experience. You know, a lot of crawling going on. You start your life crawling, and you pretty much end your life crawling. So next week is all going to be songs about walking. But today we're going to be crawling, because they say you have to crawl before you walk. A wise man or wise woman or a wise alien once said. I do not know who said that, but it could have been anybody. I always wonder where some of these things actually come from, like a lot of these sayings. And, you know, it's like, oh, you know, and you go back and it goes, oh, that was like this old, who cares what I'm saying? All right, we're going to get back into the music. This is a really funky, cool number called, it's called Let It.